The Catholic tradition claims and cultivates a powerful intellectual heritage. It must be said, located particularly in the Benedictine monastic tradition and in the Society of Jesus and the Order of Preachers, that reaches from St. Augustine through and other patristic authors through Aquinas, Thomas Aquinas, the great theologian of the 13th century, and other scholastic masters, to contemporary philosophers like Jacques Maritain and Gabriel Marcel, and theologians like the great Karl Rahner and a contemporary Catholic theologian, Hans Urs von Balthasar. The sacramental piety of Catholicism, and if one wants to make a quick and ready contrast between Catholicism and Protestantism, it would be in the focus on the sacraments, on those seven ritual activities that I described in an earlier lecture. The sacramental piety of Catholicism extends to a devotion to the communion of saints. Indeed, many Catholics think of having a patron saint, that is, a particular saint to whom that person is devoted. But for all Catholics, particular devotion is given to the mother of Jesus, Mary. And a very popular Catholic devotion is the prayer called the Rosary, which consists in a series of prayers spelled off on beads, which is a prayer called the Hail Mary, which is largely derived from Scripture, and which is accompanied by meditations on the Gospel narratives. The Rosary, in fact, within Catholicism, is not dissimilar to the prayer beads of Muslims who tick off the many names of Allah. In fact, there may have been a historical connection between the development of the Rosary and the prayer beads of Islam. Let me say a few words about the Orthodox tradition. It is numerically smallest. There are about 216 million members of the Orthodox tradition worldwide in several different linguistic and ethnic divisions. There are about 4 million of the Orthodox persuasion in the United States of America. The Orthodox tradition also claims direct continuity with the earliest church. And it does this through the explicit and enthusiastic embrace of what it calls Hagia Paradosis, the holy or sacred tradition. And in this version of Christianity, there is a positive rejection of change. There is a cultivation of continuity. One has little sense in Orthodoxy of any particular significance given to historical or technological or cultural or intellectual change. It bypasses all of the upheavals that were found in Europe through the Renaissance and the Reformation and the Revolution and industrial development. In terms of its religious focus, Orthodoxy shares most with Catholicism. Same kind of sacramental focus, same kind of appreciation of antiquity and so forth. The two camps split as a result of what is called a schism, a split, formally in the year 1054, in the 11th century. But this had been preceded by centuries of growing tension between the old Rome and the new Rome of Constantinople that had been founded by Constantine as the new imperial center in the East. The political rivalry between old Rome and new Rome was accompanied by religious rivalry between the Patriarch of Rome, the Pope, and the Patriarch of Constantinople. And the Latin-speaking West, which faced the rapid cataclysmic changes subsequent upon the dissolution of the imperial order and the incursion of barbarian invasions, and the unchanging Greek-speaking culture of Constantinople in what is called the Byzantine Empire. The empire of the East, centered in Constantinople, continued in its Greek-speaking culture unchanging until the 16th century, when Byzantium was finally conquered by Islam.